Okay. So what we're going to do now is finish the last bit of content that we need to cover and practice. And assuming we have enough time after that, we'll come back to doing powerful healings on ourselves and the planet. So what we're going to explore now is the concept of an astral of bodies or vehicles, like the astral body is your vehicle. Well, let's deal with the physical body. Everybody knows what a physical body is. Your physical body is your vehicle that's able to walk around and engage the physical world. The physical world is a big place, and your body is a vehicle that's capable of engaging that. You also have an astral body and a mental causal body. Those are also vehicles. Now, the physical etheric body is an energy vehicle, and we're going to learn how to look at it. We're going to learn how to look at the astral body. We're going to learn how to look at the mental causal body. And those of you who've read The Old Theosophist have noticed the drawings that they do of the various vehicles, like the astral body and the mental body, are much larger than the layers of the aura that are often associated with those in modern psychic development. So in modern psychic development, the second layer of your aura is only going to be about a foot to a foot, 6 inches to a foot and a half in radius. Now, that second layer of the aura is often associated with the astral body, and yet when you look at the way the old theosophist looked at the astral body, it would be maybe 10 or 15 feet in radius. Well, maybe a little smaller than that. So where does that discrepancy arise? Well, once again, the theosophists were looking in very well-defined energy ranges, whereas modern psychics are addressing the chakra and aura from a particular experienced-based point of view, experience-directed point of view. So when we moderns look at the aura, we're looking at it for the purpose of engaging our ordinary life. So you're getting a particular cut of the overall energy field. Now, most, if not all of you, probably know that each chakra is present in each layer. And the obverse or converse of that is that each chakra, when looked at from the perspective of layers, would have seven layers, almost like seven enter embedded, like Russian dolls, seven chakras and embedded in one another. So if you look at the second chakra, it will have seven layers. And that gives you a hint as to how you can find the astral body. If you run energy through all seven layers of the second chakra, instead of getting just the second layer of your energy field, you get something that looks a whole lot like what the Theosophists saw as the astral body. It's much bigger and richer. And I think it gives you a more complete point of view of your emotional life and more power to give your emotional life a good healing. Now, if you run energy through all seven layers of the first chakra, you're going to get the energy body of the physical etheric. And if you run energy through the second layer, as I've said, you're going to get the astral. And if you run energy through all seven layers of the third chakra, you will get the mental causal body. So that's what we're going to do now, is we will visit each of these vehicles or bodies, and then we'll come back to each vehicle or body and give it a nice healing. And you can give it a healing by using your various tools, or just by the same way you do interior decorating. You move out the things that don't look right, and you put in colors and energies that do look right. So be playful. This is not a high school test. This is an exploration, an adventure, a creative, imaginative exploration. So, please create and destroy roses for your seriousness, cutting off your old grounding cord and creating a new one. Please be in the center of your head. If you're female, please be nice and female grounded. From the center of your head, run energy through all seven layers or levels of your first chakra. And let that energy flow out like an electrical field, like an aura field, creating the energy body of your physical etheric vehicle. And using your various tools, please give the physical etheric vehicle Just pay attention to it first. And get to know it. Please be in the center of your head. And just put any pictures that were generated as you looked at your physical etheric vehicle and just explode them. And find your amusement. And be in the center of your head and run energy through all seven levels or layers of your second chakra. And just get to know your astral body. What could be called your astral aura. Or your astral vehicle. All seven levels or layers of your second chakra. Energy running through them and emanating out like an electrical or aura field. Please find some amusement and create and destroy roses for any and all pictures you have that lit up as you were looking at your astral body. And now please be in the center of your head and run energy through all seven levels or layers of your third chakra. please be in the center of your head and create and destroy roses for any and all pictures that got lit up as you looked at your mental causal body. Okay, now be in the center of your head and run energy through all seven levels or layers again of your first chakra at the base of the spine, so that once again your physical etheric aura is lit up. And just use your various tools to give the physical etheric aura a nice clearing. Okay, please create and destroy roses for any and all pictures that lit up. And move now your vision and run energy through all seven levels or layers of the second chakra. And as the energy streams through and is projected throughout the natural energy field of that second chakra, you'll be able to see your astral body and give your astral body a nice thorough healing. please be in the center of your head. And create and destroy roses for any and all pictures that lit up throughout your aura as you looked at your astral body. And now stream energy through all seven levels or layers of your third chakra. And as that energy streams out, it will stream out into the mental causal vehicle, lighting up and showing you the full extent of your mental causal vehicle. And you can then use your tools to give your mental causal vehicle a nice thorough healing. Please be in the center of your head and create and destroy roses for any and all pictures that lit up in any of those, with any of those three vehicles we explored. It's a good time to update anyone who may be interested in you that you've changed. You're not looking for their approval or agreement, just letting them know that you've changed. Fill your various auras with massive amounts of golden cosmic energy. cut off your old grounding cord and create a new one? Find some amusement. When you're ready, please stand up, stretch, take a few minutes and write down your experience. And let's take another 10-minute break so that your body stays capable of integrating all this information.